guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. I see you. Finish off, Coach Cole.
Hey there, everyone. It's Coach Curl here, and welcome to the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today. In this episode, I'm going to be diving into the fundamental element of building trust. This is the very first episode of our very next stage, which is all about team dynamics, right? So how do we create a high-performing team? Firstly, let's just talk about trust. Trust is not a feel-good concept. It's more than that. It's the foundation of team dynamics and collaboration. Now, without it, teams are going to struggle with communication, productivity, and potentially innovation. Without it, it's very hard to build a high-performing team. But how do you build trust within your team? So as a leader, that should be a question that you reflect on. Let's break it down into three key pillars. The three key pillars that I see: authenticity, consistency, and vulnerability. Let's look at authenticity. Leaders who show up authentically create an environment where trust can thrive. People trust those who are genuine and transparent. So be open about your challenges. Acknowledge your mistakes. That's something many leaders can't do. Acknowledge your mistakes and lead with integrity. So for example, instead of just saying my door is always open, which once again, a lot of leaders will say, why don't you actively go and meet your team where they are and seek feedback? And as you seek that feedback, to listen without judgment. Pillar number two is all about consistency. So trust is built over time and it's built around our behaviors. It isn't built overnight. And it's earned through consistent behaviors and actions. Your team need to know that they can rely on you, whether it's following through on your commitments or maintaining very clear expectations. So if you promise to support your team, prove it by being there, not just when they're succeeding, but when they're struggling. Small actions like checking in on progress, recognizing effort, reinforce that consistency and reliability. Pillar number three, the final one we're going to talk about today, vulnerability. And this is about leading with humanity. Some leaders believe that showing vulnerability is a weakness. But the truth is, it's a strength. When you can admit mistakes, when you can ask for help, when you encourage open conversations, you build much deeper trust with your team than leaders that can't. So it's a really good idea, for example, here to start a meeting with wins and losses. What did we learn during the week? So wins, losses, and lessons. Where team members can share successes and learning moments. I think it's so powerful to be able to do that. And this normalizes and brings into our everyday the concept around being vulnerable. And ultimately, that's going to foster growth. So building trust takes intentional effort, but the payoff is so much. It's a much more engaged team. They're productive. They're resilient. So authenticity, consistency, and vulnerability, three pillars that will help you create a culture where trust isn't just a word or a concept or something that hangs on a wall. It's a way of working. So how do you build trust within your team? Once again, follow the link in the show notes and download your key points and your activity worksheet and work through it. So how do you build trust within your team? Is it something that's front of mind within what it is that you do every single day? And of course, if you found this valuable, please share it with another leader, like, subscribe, and share a comment. How do you build trust? As always, let's keep building tomorrow's best leaders today. Until next time, stay flexible and let's make an impact.